When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best / worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey!
Also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Looking for Rez.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I've been kind of dipping my toes back into MMOs lately, trying some of the old things first and then some of the newer ones. I thought we might talk about the potentiality of these things.
Okay.
If I go back far enough, the first one I ever played was EverQuest. Mm. Nothing could go wrong getting back into that, right? I think they have like 40 expansions out at this point.
I don't know. I was never into EverQuest, but I tried to play it once because it was back in the days when World of Warcraft seemed too expensive for me to keep playing. Somebody was like, oh, just try EverQuest. And so I did, and it just was really overwhelming because there were people everywhere, and I couldn't find the quest hubs I needed. So if it's a stress issue, maybe it would be, I don't know, for me at this point, EverQuest I think would be too stressful.
EverQuest, I played back in the heady days of 1990 something. And I didn't quite get the massively multiplayer part. I just wanted to play my character and not have to deal with anybody ever. And that didn't work very well in EverQuest.
No, it doesn't.
I was about to say, that sounds counterintuitive to any MMO.
I think I got up to like level 6 just by grinding the tiny little things that I could solo.
The rats and the skeletons.
Yeah, and every now and then a weak bear.
Did you say a weekend bear?
I do feel like that is one of the major problems with EverQuest, is that they really do push the multiplayer thing on you. Like, I realize that you have chosen to play an MMO, and that has multiplayer implied, but EverQuest really is forceful with it.
It's true. You also didn't really have the nice things that later MMOs gave you, like maps that were good and quests and quest logs and other
have to
helpful
talk to
story.
To have them cast a spell to find out where your corpse is.
Mm. Yeah,
or get someone to run you to your corpse.
Bummer. Yeah. There's a lot of mistakes that I made and learned from while playing EverQuest.
Like choosing a human race that couldn't see at night.
That was rough. Also, I just don't play MMOs and then I don't have to deal with other people, and I've solved a lot of my problems.
It's true. All right, let's take a step back even farther in the MMO multiverse into Ultima Online, one that I only barely played any of, but was really the precursor to EverQuest.
I know nothing of Ultima Online, so...
Think 2D.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was like kind of top down.
Yep, it was definitely top down view pixelation.
Isometrics.
Mm-hmm. There were multiple Ultima Onlines that came out. They kind of were expansions, but they were also kind of their own games each time, which was interesting.
And I feel like they didn't have a PvP safe zone thing, so there were mobs of people who would just get rich by waiting for new people to spawn, killing them, and then taking their loot.
Yep.
And that was how they played the game.
That sounds awful. Should die. This is the worst game I have ever... That would just frustrate me. I have a really hard time with people who just want to, like, camp a spawn point or a corpse, because
don't like griefing?
I just want to play a game, man. Like, I just want to get online and play a game and enjoy the world. I don't want to deal with people in their, like, anger issues being taken out on me.
Can I offer you a variety of single-player games where, thankfully, there aren't other dick players in?
Because I want to play with my friends. I just don't want to play with jerks.
It's true. Some games are better than others for that. Ultima was not one for that.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
For sure. And that was before, like, all the different voice server things. Mm-hmm. You would have to coordinate by phone or
email. You had to do that before you got online, though, because you didn't have multiple lines at that point, so you disconnected your phone with your dial-up at that point, and you hoped everyone got on at the same time, roughly in the same area. All right, let's kick it forward then to WoW, which was college days for me at least.
Wow!
Yeah, this one I can talk about. I played a lot of WoW. And all I can say is that there's nothing wrong with this game. It is beautiful and it is magic. And it is the thing that got me through my postpartum depression. And it is the thing that introduced me to like 90% of my friends, including the two of you inadvertently. So there's nothing can go wrong with World of Warcraft except for like really intense addiction, which also was a problem for a minute, but I'm over it now.
All right, so as long as you love it and you just want to play it, there's no problems whatsoever.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't love it, so when I tried it, I don't think I really tried it until
I got bored with endgame. Like, there's only so many raids I can go on.
I got bored with start game.
Here's the thing about it, is that I'm not sure that I probably... So I started playing my junior year of college. I don't know what year that was.
Sometime in the past, I accept you.
It was, you know, like still vanilla WoW, and it was fun. And I didn't really get that into it until I started, until I got pregnant. And I didn't have a lot of mobility or ability to do a lot of things because I was also severely anemic. Mm-hmm. And then I got like really into it, and all I did was play it. And then I had my daughter, and then I was either doing homework or hanging out with her. And so it was like a way that I could get out of my house. But then when I also had my son and I was out of college and I was no longer going to class anymore, it was literally the only human interaction I would have during the day, because my kid's dad would work and I would be at home by myself with these two children who were both very small because they're only 18 months apart. And it was my lifeline to the outside world. And so I'm not sure that I would have gotten as into it as I did if I did not feel just like it was the only thing keeping me sane. But I could get on in the middle of the day and like talk to my friends. And most of the time I was just like running around in circles, like not even really playing, but it was like a way to communicate with other adults and have conversations, because neither of my children were talking at that point. So it was just me by myself all day.
Chrissy, have you considered doing ads?
For World of Warcraft?
I feel like you have a compelling story to share.
I mean, if they want
to Blizzard Entertainment introduces you to Chrissy.
Like,
Chrissy, tell us more about why.
I was that girl from the guild, except for that instead of blocking my kids in the other room with the baby gates, I would block them in the room with me with the baby gates, so at least they were with me, but I also knew they could not, like, go get into trouble.
At least you'd be involved with the trouble at that point.
Yeah. My daughter used to call it playing dress up. And we would, like, go run around the city, and I would have all these dresses for, like, a little elf. She would run it around, like, dollar on. Mom, play dress
up? That's amazing.
Yeah. Get on WoW.
All right.
I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong. It's the perfect game.
And yet you express confusion that your daughter is interested in makeup and girl clothes and stuff.
Well, I mean, it was video games, right? I don't know.
It was real.
Video
to
game
her.
Clothes aren't real clothes.
They're not real clothes.
What?
She wasn't playing dress up.
But you were. So through you, she lived a real life.
Uh huh. I guess that's true. Well, I guess now I understand.
I learned it from you, Mom. I learned it from you.
Playing video games is like the weirdest. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's where it came from. Now I understand. Now I understand why she's into clothes
and now
makeup.
You know. So, guilds online. What do you think about those?
I hear there can be wars between guilds.
Guild wars is a thing.
Yeah, I'm a free agent. I don't like to be bound to one hierarchical industry interested in profiting off of my electronic labor or e-labor.
You are a lone wolf amongst many.
This is why you never really got into these games, huh?
Yeah, like, I want to be the hero saving everything, like, in...
every single RPG?
Yeah. And I feel like if I have to acknowledge the existence of other people who are doing the same thing that I do, that really takes out of it for me.
See, I always... this is what you need to do what I do and just play Paladin. And so you can do everything. You can tank and you can heal and you can DPS. And then you can feel like you don't need anybody else, but also that you're superior to everybody else at the same time.
But I already know that I'm superior to everybody else.
But also be a part of a group that will help you level. See? Hmm. Also, sometimes you meet really nice people and you end up driving to their weddings in another state and really freaking your parents out when they're like, oh, whose wedding are you going to? And you're like, oh, my friend Eric. And they're like, how do you know Eric? Is he from college? And you're like, not exactly.
Exactly.
And yeah. Then they make you check in every 10 minutes because they think you're going to go get murdered.
Even though you were raised in Murderville?
Well, you know, online relationships, in-person relationships, online murder, in-person murder, very different things.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, last topic for the evening. Online raid planning, always a high point of any MMO career.
Okay, and now I just raid. Have a headache.
That's a good start. There's nothing quite like trying to herd a bunch of cats into doing whatever the MMO's boss fight mechanics are.
Well, and just, like, trying to get everybody there at the right time.
It's true. Getting five people in a room at a meeting at work is hard enough.
Yeah.
Is it easier or harder than planning a D&D session?
Depends. Depends on the players in your D&D session, I imagine.
Probably a little easier because at least you don't have to go anywhere, in theory.
It's true. In theory, like, you just have to get online. Be at home.
So, it's probably easier than that.
So,
but
weather
also
doesn't apply most of the time.
Yeah. But also, so when I first started raiding, I was young, and I was not dealing with things like children getting out of bed in the middle of, like, a boss fight. But as we kept playing and kept raiding, one of the issues we started having was that people's children started becoming a real problem. And, like, we started having a lot of, okay, so we're going to raid from, like, 8:30 to 10:30. Because the children will go to bed at 8:30, but then I've got to be in bed by 10:30 because the children will be up at 6:30. And it got hard to, like, organize actual raids because we became adults with, like...
adult problems.
With, like, really annoying problems. It's really hard to get that many people, like, coordinated. And especially the older you get, getting everybody coordinated on the same schedule. Because some people work nights. And some people, you know, are like, oh, I can only raid on Saturdays. It's my day off. And other people are like, I don't have Saturdays. Anyhow. Raiding got too complicated. I don't do it anymore.
It's like where games meet the real world is where the pain happens.
It's, yes. It is where the pain happens. And also where you end up losing the friends that you made in the guild. Because you all start yelling at each other and nobody likes each other anymore. That didn't actually happen to me, but I'm assuming it happens to some people.
So you're saying that the MMO then is the alpha and the omega of your friendship, the beginning and the end. It has a natural life cycle.
I mean, like, in theory. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I didn't have... I'm extremely likable.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah, of course you are.
Well, on that note, I feel like it's an excellent stopping point that Chrissy is the most likable. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I wish I still knew the cool things that the gamers said to sign off with, but I don't, so bye.
And if you do know the cool things that gamers sign off with, like, favorite, subscribe, and... things. Peace out.
All right. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Oh, we're the coolest.